tend to be the hardware. When I do graphics, which is really tricky, then you know I have to I emulate all that. One of the interesting things about the Intel architecture is that it's actually not possible to properly track and map everything with the existing Intel architecture, and VMware does some really, really spooky things involving scanning code and actually replacing instructions in code. Something, I'm going to smack, take an exception, let the lower layer handle it, pretend to do everything right in return. You actually have to be a little bit cooperative. So if I want to access a piece of hardware or do memory mapping or so forth, I actually ask the lower layer, the layer that's managing the Zen layer in this case, hey, I'd like to do some you know memory management or whatever. He does it for you, and it goes back. It's all very cooperative and friendly. We're going to talk all about Power 5 here, but I actually made the mistake at OLS back a few years ago of trying to give a talk on the PowerPC memory management system and all the reverse page table stuff, and it just, you know, after about 5 minutes, the entire audience is sitting there, and their eyes are just glazed over, and they're looking at me like that. So we actually go and try and virtualize that, which gets a little interesting. In any case, these things are actually coming down in price where you can actually buy one for a reasonable amount of price or money and do some actually pretty cool stuff on it. These are actually, right now they claim the ninth generation of 64-bit processor. IBM's actually been messing around with these for a long time. And there's a picture. Isn't it pretty? By the way, that's literally, and he does that, and then he flies back to Australia. I should advertise whereisanton.com, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, what I was told was by the hardware guy who's up there, almost like you take the system and you slice it with a knife. And so if it had eight processors, you could say, great, I get a logical partition, you get two, and you know, you get two, and you get four. And if there were PCI slots, you'd say, great, you get this PCI slot, you get that PCI slot, and you get the other one. Take the memory, carve it up. And so you're really just taking the physical things and just boink, you know, slicing it up and you're done. Very much a physical partition. What I'm going to talk about, a lot of the stuff that's there now, the HMC thing I'm going to talk about a little bit in this slide or the next slide. So when you buy one of these IBM systems, you can actually buy the thing and you don't have to split it up. I mean, you can just buy one of these pieces of hardware, you slap your CD, your Ubuntu PPC 64. I don't think that'll boot actually, but we hope it will soon. You know, we'd like to have eight different instructions, but hell no, they actually run Linux on that as well. There's this whole boatload, massive thing that runs on the service processor to manage these systems. So even on the smaller systems, you still have this thing in there. Then there's this layer called the hypervisor, which manages logical partitions and access to hardware. If you're running a non-partitioned system, it mutters about and does things. They do try and keep it really low. I mean, obviously, when we sell these systems, you know, this benchmarking is king. You know, you look at IBM marketing these systems. We're always forever saying, you know, this just came out tops on this such and such a benchmark, and then next week Sun comes out, or probably not Sun, but somebody else comes out and says number for now. Yeah.
I mean, surely if you have nine virtual machines locked on I.O., the 10th one would all sit inside.
And I'll talk about that too. So the question was, if you have nine CPUs and they're all blocked on I.O., you know, the 10th one should get all the CPU. That actually wasn't the way I'm running a loop counting how many times I can do call the sine function a second. If that number changes based on what you're doing in a different logical partition, then I can actually have a little low bandwidth communication channel between two things that are supposed to be completely isolated. So we now give you the option. It says you can either say, no, if you get a half a processor, then darn it, you get a half a processor, you're done getting Zen on top of this, then theoretically you could run.
That's what I was thinking,
or
UML,
you can run multiple, but we don't usually do that. I'm going to run out of time, so this has lots of words on it, which I'm not going to talk about. I/O virtualization, this of course is way more interesting than all the other stuff. The two things that we really do are virtual or an Ethernet adapter, so those are the GARP that goes in there. Then the firmware, which is already, I won't use the word bloated, larger than it should be, would become unmanageable. It would become enormous. And the way it is now, you keep that as skinny as possible. And so what you need to do is write the stuff in the virtual I/O server to actually redirect things. Now,
the firmware, or whatever you want to call it,
slice the I/O hardware so it looks to the virtual machine exactly like the physical adapter. And there's some guys that even go one step further, so the actual networking hardware would be some, and then
would be to try and, you know, we really do need to rationalize some of this stuff. You also get virtual console. I'll talk a little bit about this as I go through. How long do I actually have, like, another 10 minutes?
Go back.
10 minutes, yeah.
Just one question. Is there a conceptual reason why you would work with only one virtual IO server?
Going, and he keeps going just fine. And then, if he rebooted both at the same time, that's unfortunate. But then when it comes back up, he just resyncs the RAID array, and life works great, which is actually... And we didn't have to do a damn thing for that because we're just a SCSI device. And I'm going to talk about, in my remaining 10 minutes, one of the things I want to talk about is doing dedicated blocks DC with all the fancy GUI, go through and say, for this particular logical partition, I will create him a virtual SCSI adapter, or two virtual SCSI adapters. And then you do, in a really nice GUI, what you do is take the mouse and pretend like you're dragging a wire over to the virtual SCSI thing, and you connect your virtual SCSI adapt to things like, are these things on the same processor or different processors? How what's the speed of the processor?
How do you bridge out to the...
Well, when you bridge out to Ethernet is actually pretty vanilla. 5 minutes left. I have so much more I can say. That function. And so, you know, obviously one of my burning desires is to get that in the Linux code, because I hate being beaten by AX. I'm going to skip over a lot of this. DL part. This is one of the an interesting thing. DL part, dynamic L part. What does that mean? Well, it says I'd really like to change some of these things. Well, so the next one, which, by the way, AX and what we're going to do, is memory hot plug. Right? Because I actually maybe the reason that I'm having such problems in my application is MySQL is cache starved and I need to put more memory in a lot of the partition. So I really want to be able to take memory out of SQL, there's not doing anything, and go slap it over into MySQL.
What?
This, by the way, this slide I picked up from somebody who did it in PowerPoint. I really love OpenOffice these days. You can actually pick up damn near any PowerPoint presentation and suck it into OpenOffice. This is one of the few ones I've actually seen that kind of didn't work quite well, because that all gloriously lined up when I did PowerPoint, and the jitters a little under OpenOffice. But there's these... And in fact, there's really no way for a hypervisor to figure out that kind of thing is going on, to figure out that processor 2 is waiting on processor 6, if he's really just doing a trap in an app where he's emulating the virtual machine. Okay. So, now completely out of time... this one is a little bit interesting, just because by Andrew Morton, which is if you're in the Linux community, I think is a wonderful thing. But once was enough. I don't want you going out and telling him that. But in any case, the virtual SCSI server is actually in SUSE and is not in mainline yet, and that's because there's still a bunch of things I really want to do to that before I push it up to mainline. It's also going to be a tricky piece of code to get in, just because the virtual...
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
You need to catch your bottom lease and time down for the SCSI.
Well, you know what's great?
What's that?
Bottom lease hit me on IRC and said, I've been using some of this stuff and blah, 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 Steli, blah, blah, blah. So Bottom Lee's actually using this stuff. So all of a sudden, I was never going to get that virtual SCSI server past him. Now he's actually using it. And I actually have a shot, so I was really thrilled.
Cool.
Sorry, I've been roped into doing introductions.
Sure, that's okay. I'll probably get in trouble if you introduce me as you and I have not been cut.
Everything.
To work.
We need you to wear the roving mic wherever it's on.
Right.
Thank you.
to the L4 microkernel. So who am I? Some of you may know me from Slug or other mailing lists. For those that don't, I'm a research programmer working for Nicta. There I get to do fun things like designing operating systems and hacking on operating systems. I also get to do some less fun things like testing and release management. They were invaluable in providing advice and help for getting this particular project done. So up there you'll also see a list of some of the other projects that the ERTOS team is involved in. Now for the advertisement bit. If any of this stuff seems interesting to you and lost, and so if one fails, it can be replaced by another without having to reboot the whole system. So some examples of systems like this are the Herd operating system, which some of you may have heard of and probably even less of you may have used. But there's a problem with doing this. Writing a kernel